Southern Baptist Convention, Kansas City, 1956, Reel 1.
Director of the Church Music Department of the Sunday School Board has been selected as our song leader. I'll ask Brother Sims now to take over and introduce his accompanist and lead us as we sing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our organist for the convention is Mr. H. Max Smith of Oklahoma, who is now seated at the console. Our pianist for this session is Lauren R. Williams of Tennessee at the grand piano. Our instruments are furnished through the courtesy of the Baldwin Piano Company of this city. Our hymn books, which you have there on your roll with you, are by the compliments of Convention Press to be used during these sessions together. May I make a request concerning our hymn books? That you try to keep them off of the floor if possible, and at the conclusion of our sessions, if you will stack them at the end of the roll where they may be easily secured for the next time, especially in the evening when they have to clean up the auditorium. If they have to pick up all the books, it makes a real problem. So if you'll cooperate and leave the hymnals on the seats, we appreciate this privilege of using our new hymn book for these sessions. We're grateful also to the program committee for providing ample time for great congregational singing. And we invite each of you to participate in the singing and have a wonderful fellowship together. Our music will begin at each session with the organ 20 minutes prior to the hour. We will begin the congregational singing 10 minutes before the hour so that we may familiarize ourselves with many of the new hymns, that you'll have an opportunity to look at the new hymn book and get familiar with it. Now, our theme for this convention is Righteousness Exalteth a Nation. So in recognition of our theme, and because of our love for our God, our country, and our fellow man, let us sing first our national hymn, America, number 487. This song was written by one of our greatest Baptist hymn writers and has become the standard of hymnody today. Shall we stand for 487, all stanzas? All singing now, my country, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers dwelt, land of the pilgrim, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. My native country, the land of the noble free, my name I love. I love thy rocks and fields, thy woods and unison. Our Father's God, to thee, Father. you be seated, please? Will you please turn now to hymn number 5? This is our hymn of adoration and thanksgiving to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the blessings we enjoy as His children. I hope you'll share your book with your neighbor and make it possible for everyone to see. Some of you may not be familiar with the words of this hymn, but the tune is an old friend, so let's all join heartily. Second, everyone now, Son Eternal, we adore Thee, Lamb upon the throne on high, Lamb of God, we bow before Thee, Thou hast bought us. We turn, we want to sing two stanzas of 344, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us, a song of prayer and petition for God's leadership in these sessions. 344. Now all,
Savior like a shepherd lead.
Of Florida, come and read this scripture and lead us in prayer.
Mr. President, brethren of the convention, may we let God speak to our hearts out of his book. Our theme, Righteousness Exalteth the Nation, taken from Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalm 66, verses 1-10. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praises glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the floods on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes beholdeth the nation. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his people to be heard. For thou, O God, has proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Psalm 67. God be merciful to us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known unto the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously. Thou shalt govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. All the ends of the earth shall fear you. May we pray. Thank you.
Arkansas Chairman, James H. Butler, Alabama, Paul W. Davis, Arizona, Elmer L. Gray, California, Malcolm B. Knight, Florida, Leslie S. Williams, Georgia, William J. Perdue, Illinois, Fred T. Moffitt, Kentucky, Millard B. Box, Louisiana, Harry P. Claus, Maryland, G. Norman Price, Mississippi, W. Ross Edwards, Missouri, R. Nolan Benfield, North Carolina, John B. Shelton, Oklahoma, J. S. Day, South Carolina, W. Fred Kendall, Tennessee, T. A. Patterson, Texas, Cecil Cook, Virginia, S. L. Morgan, Jr., District of Columbia. Committee on Resolutions. Louis D. Newton, Georgia, Chairman. Perry F. Webb, Texas. R. A. Herring, North Carolina. Walter P. Benz, Missouri. John H. Buchanan, Alabama. The Tellers. Chester L. Quarles, Mississippi, Chairman. B. Locke Davis, Alabama. Floyd Looney, California. H. Ray Watson, Colorado. A. L. Carnett, Florida. O. Norman Shands, Georgia. Bluford M. Sloan, Illinois. E. N. Wilkinson, Kentucky.
We'll now hear the report of the Committee on Order of Business. Mr. Harold Sanders.
I again rise to a question of personal privilege.
What is the request?
The question deals with my privilege as a member of this convention.
I believe that we should adopt the order of business. If you would like to appeal, it's your privilege.
Kerfoot grants me this privilege. Our Constitution says we shall abide by Kerfoot's parliamentary law.
Well, then we are ruling that we will proceed with the report of the Committee on Order of Business.
Let me advise you,
Mr. President.
If you desire to appeal that, it is your privilege.
Brother President, I move that the convention stand and give to our president our vote of office. All in favor of the motion, let's stand and get rid of it.
We proceed to hear the report of the Committee on Order of Business. Dr. Harold Sanders, Chairman.
Mr. President, messengers of the convention and friends, with a great deal of pleasure do I present the report of the Committee on Order of Business. You have it in your hands, I'm sure, in one of three forms, either in your book of reports, either in your leaflet, which was so courteously presented to us by the Baptist Brotherhood, or in the Daily Baptist Bulletin. I'd like to call attention to two or three things of very great interest and the sessions of this convention. First of all, this is our great opening session of worship. Tonight is our great Home Mission Board report, climaxed by the message of Billy Graham. Tomorrow morning is our great report, reports of our hospitals and other agencies, climaxed by the Baptist World Alliance report and the address of our president, Dr. Adams. Thursday afternoon might be classified as seminary session. Thursday night is our great Foreign Mission Board report. Then on Friday morning, we have miscellaneous reports of various kinds, climaxed by a great message on the temperance movement by Dr. Berquist. Friday afternoon, various reports, including the memorial service, and climaxed by a great message on the separation of church and state by Dr. Archer. Friday night is youth night, climaxed by a message by Howard Butt. Saturday morning, the closing session, an address on a crusade for Christian morality, and climaxed by the great church music festival and the Christian home service. We'd like to suggest that you stay through every session, remembering that this afternoon we will have no session, and that you remain through until the last hour, 12:45 on Saturday noon. May I remind all of our speakers that we are going by the clock on the wall so that everyone will have the same watch. We have an adequate warning system right before your eyes. We trust that you'll courteously obey it. And now may I, Mr. President, suggest or make a motion that we accept the report of the Committee on Order of Business as printed in these various forms with such changes as become necessary in the procedure of the convention.
Brother President.
Out of order. There's a motion before the House. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and second that we adopt the order of business. It's
Brother
now
President.
For discussion. Brother Bowman.
President. Thank you, sir. Brother President, I wish to offer an amendment to the motion that the report be accepted. I'm sorry I was out of order at the moment. I move that the report of the Committee on Order of Business be amended so as to provide for a one-hour period for discussion from the floor on the subject of the autonomy of the local Baptist church, and that it be left to the chairman of the Committee on Order of Business to arrange the specific time for this period, and that the arrangement thus made by the chairman be announced in today's session of the convention. I so move, Brother President.
Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like the privilege of seconding that, sir, if I can.
Motion
Thank
made.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to second.
You're out of order, Brother Wren.
I'd like to second the motion, sir.
You have seconded.
Thank you, sir.
Motion's made and second.
May I speak on discussion, Dr. Warren?
Not yet. The motion has been made and seconded that the order of business be amended. Matter is now before you for discussion.
May I speak, sir?
Mr. Rand.
Thank you, sir.
Brother Rand.
My name is C.K. Rand of High Point, North Carolina. For 7 years, I was a missionary of the Home Mission Board. I was born and raised a Roman Catholic. That's why I'm interested in this issue. As a Roman Catholic, we did not, of course, have any freedom in our church and did not own our property. We had freedom to obey. I am thrilled to be a Baptist, been a Baptist for over 20 years, and I am happy to say, as a Baptist, we have freedom. Thank you, sir.
Time is up. You're now voting on the amendment. As many as favor the amendment to the order of business, will you say aye?
Aye.
As many as are opposed will say no.
No.
The amendment is lost. If you are then in favor of adopting the order of business, you will say aye.
Aye.
As many as of contrary mind will say no. The order of business is adopted. We come now to a very pleasant matter. Being welcome to Kansas City, I'm going to recognize Brother Conrad Willard, chairman of the local committee on arrangements, who will introduce our speaker. Dr. Willard.
President Warren. And messengers to the 99th session of the Southern Baptist Convention meeting in Kansas City, Missouri. Before I say a word or two of welcome, I should like to introduce to you Judge John B. Pugh, who 33 years ago here in Kansas City welcomed the messengers to the Southern Baptist Convention at that time. I've asked him to come here and say just a word to you before I bring a welcome message.
Dr. Willard and brethren of the Southern Baptist Convention, my mother thought that the Southern Baptist Convention was much greater and more important than the conventions of our two political parties. She impressed this upon me. It was naturally a great joy in my life to welcome this convention here 33 years ago. It ought to be obvious to you that I'm rather glad to be here again today, 33 years later. On behalf of the 62 churches and missions
of the Kansas City Baptist Association, I extend to you as messengers of the 99th annual session of the Southern Baptist Convention a most cordial welcome. It has been 33 years since the Southern Baptist Convention met in Kansas City. On the opening day of that convention, in fact, for the entire convention, only 2,004 messengers. As you heard a few moments ago,
So I herein. It will remind you
in the days to come that in Kansas and Missouri you have assembly
for men and women who love. It happens to be a gold key like you have. That's not a joke, brother. That's not a joke. Now let's get this. I have had placed.
The cross of a crucified Savior.
The only hope of the world, as far as I am concerned. I'm thrilled as mayor of Kansas City to welcome you, Dr. Warren, to welcome you, Dr. Adams, and may all of you messengers have your faith renewed.
God bless you.
Place for response provided on the agenda, but I'm sure the mayor understands. Here are
1,000 more.
It's a distinct honor and privilege to present the president of our convention as he comes to bring us this message. Will you stand with me, President Warren?
You may be seated, Mr. President.
Christian friends,
Southern Baptists meet today on the threshold of their most challenging a decade ago.
and suffer deprivation, discouragement.
While recounting God's blessings, wisdom demands that we and that is these things. And we fail. my fellow pastors, to launch a mighty offensive in that area sometimes referred to as no man's land, that area not far from some uncharted area. My concern for this group is well known among you. I claim no credit for pioneering in this field. I've merely sought to carry out what my Lord has called me to do. Naught have I gotten but what I received. Grace hath bestowed it since I first believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. But I would appeal to you from the very depth of my soul to recognize the importance of this phase of our work. The forces that would rule this world are going after the multitudes. And the wisest of the land have said, by the end of this century, just 44 years now, this world will be in the hands of Christian forces, or it will be enslaved by a totalitarian power.